and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now. This is the time, this is the place in Summit County, Colorado. We are designing a new life. We are designing a future. We are designing a future that has abundance for the producers instead of the parasites who have enslaved them through the mathematic fraud of usury, where we contract with the parasitic usurer in contracts which are unpayable. This is the unique selling proposition of this broadcast because it specifically identifies that, one, the parasites have enslaved the producers through fraud. These contracts are fraudulent. We do not have to fulfill contracts which are impossible to fulfill. It's impossible for all borrowers to fulfill their contracts. And that's what we intend to show. We intend to put that forward to the people. We intend to show the fraud through math. You know, simple, fifth grade math that you can prove this to yourself. One cannot pay what does not exist. If principal and interest are created and you're only given the principal, you cannot pay the principal and the interest. One cannot pay P plus I when only P is created and the interest is greater than zero. It's very simple math. The parasitic usurer does not recirculate the currency that's created as a debt. All of the money is created as a debt, and therefore it's all obligated to separate contracts, and it puts us into a game of musical chairs with our brothers, and that is the fundamental mathematics scheme which has aggregated all of the wealth on the planet into a very few number of hands. And then, with control of that money and control of the wealth, they then set us on thousands of Hegelian debates, whether we're going to have big government or small government or no government or whatever. None of those things matter. Ultimately, the parasitic usurer can enslave us on all of these systems. Well, we are having an event. It starts today. The VIPs are arriving as we speak. Some of them have already arrived into Denver Airport, where they will be taken from Denver up to the mountains here. We're about another 4,000 or 5,000 feet higher than them. Literally, there's snow. I'm looking outside right now. We still got snow on the peaks. Hard to imagine on July the 5th. But it is the case. We are at altitude here, and there's many instances throughout history that the great wise men went to the mountaintops. The prophets went to the mountaintops to find wisdom that they could take down to their people and disseminate the truth. Well, the truth is the revolution has started yesterday. We are affecting change. We want a brighter future. We can have mortgages that are paid off in one-third the time. Who doesn't want that? We can have a monetary system that provides abundance for the people. All of this is voluntary. There is no force or coercion. We had currency samples printed up with the directory of the businesses, that 38. In the last 5 days, I think we've signed up five businesses. We intend to make change. Thanks for tuning in Mountain House Radio.
Hey, aloha. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Hey, aloha. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassidy and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. The revolution is on. It started on Independence Day. The spark, the initiate. And since this was a revolution, which gunshots were not fired in order to enslave us, they enslaved us in usury. It's not necessary for us to shoot or be violent or do anything drastic like that. All we got to do is roll back what they did. They confiscated our assets via the mathematic fraud of usury. So how do we, the Bible recommends that that we have a universal debt jubilee and that we don't participate in usury. And we can create a lending system which does not rely upon usury. And many people are, you know, we've been brainwashed to believe that we need to participate in usury because that's the only way you have banking. Like, we've been socialized into that concept our entire lives, and that is not the truth. There's, I actually sat down with a very longtime friend of mine who is a mortgage loan originator, and the way the lending process works is the loan originator and the brick-and-mortar bank make roughly 5 points, 5 percentage points, on a mortgage. So that would be split up roughly. And basically what I'm doing is I'm describing the a sustainable lending system that will allow us to have modern banking. So it's important that we know that we, you know, we don't want to give up all these modern conveniences because it is very convenient, but it's not sustainable because the producers can't create and produce as fast as the exponentially compounding debt that the usurers create. So we got to remove the exponentially compounding usury. So the way we do that is we just have a fee, and that fee I'm going to start off with, and let's make it 5 points, because that's exactly what they make right now, meaning the local brick and mortar, the franchise of the Federal Reserve. Let's consider things in a little different fashion. As the local brick and mortar, Wells Fargo in your neighborhood or whatever, Bank of America, they're just franchisees of the Federal Reserve. So the way that works is the person that, when you go get a mortgage, that person that does the, pushes the paperwork, and they see if the individual qualifies and if the property qualifies for a loan, that will all stay in place. That person will still make 2.5 points. The brick and mortar building will get 2.5 points. So on $1,000, each of them would get $2,500. So they would be getting exactly what they get right now. The difference is they would get far more loans is, number one, because we'll have abundance after the Jubilee, because, right now a child is born into $50,000 in debt. Typical family is, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt from debt that they borrowed. So after the Jubilee, there would be no debt. In fact, their credit reports would be sanitized because it was impossible for them to all pay their debts because of the game of musical chairs known as usury. It's the, call it a street hustle in a three-piece suit. That's a little K-Rock-ism. You can write it down because it's good. It's accurate. It's a street hustle in a three-piece suit. So how do we make it better? Well, we make a points-only system. So now if you pay your debt back in this system, $105,000 is created and $105,000 of debt is loaned. So you have to remember is the majority of money was already created out with as a credit without debt or interest. So you've already got all of these, let's call them free agent dollars, that aren't committed as a debt to be paid for another contract. So there'll be much more money, far more money available to pay the debts. So that is the most fundamental paradigm shift. Right now we have far more debts than we have money. Under this new usury-free system, we will have far more money than we have debts. How's that for innovation? Come on, get excited. Think about this. Really focus on this, because these topics are extremely repetitive. But once you understand them, you'll understand the path to monstrous, monstrous abundance for you and your family. An abundance where you work 3 or 4 days a week in the vocation of your passion. Let your soul dream. What would you do if money wasn't the object? That you weren't stuck in the rat race? That's why we're having this event. That's why we advocate the reset of our global monetary and economic systems, because they got bad rules, man. They got really bad rules. So we're going to fix all that. And that's all this is. This is some basic problem solving. If there's a problem, you all solve it. That's all we're doing. We're going to fix some problems. And with smart guys like Joey Jackson working on the health system, basically inspired by a system that's already in place created by Paul Glover, we can fix these things. All of these things have been fixed in the past. There is stable lending systems that exist without usury. We're just going to make them much more prevalent. We are going to ramp them up. We're going to create them at scale. And once we talk about these solutions to some of these, more well-known people, because people don't know who I am, They don't know who Wayne Walton is or K-Rock the Truth Hammer is. I want them to come here and learn about this solution, these different VIPs, so that they can take these things home and go, hey, why not have a mortgage for 10 years instead of 30? You know, why not? Who in their right mind wants to spend 20 years on interest for absolutely no reason? Our system will outcompete that. And the way it outcompetes it, as I was delineating, is you create $105,000 of in equivalent mountain hours, and the debt is $105,000. So now you've created a system where there's an equivalent amount of money in this single contract. This single contract is payable because there's an equivalent amount of money created and an equivalent amount of debt. In that system, all by itself, it's payable. In addition to that, the majority of money was created as a credit without any debt and with no interest owed. So you've got all of this money that we've already got circulating right now. In our system right now, we've got about 800 hours, which is equivalent roughly to $8,000. So it's very small. And, you know, that's not enough money for, like, I would say half of these businesses that are on our list. You know, there's several, you know, we've got a variety of multi-million dollar businesses that are members of Mountain Hours Network, local currency cooperative. By the way, the bankster propaganda is that, you know, there's too many Federal Reserve notes. It's worthless fiat paper. Well, you know, I'm going to go around to the different attendees of this event, the VIPs that they say, oh, we've got worthless fiat paper. Well, give me some. If it's worthless, give it to me. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to go, I guess it's not worthless. What they've actually done, the bank propaganda is they keep, you know, showing video of a printing press where there's like all this money being created. Well, why would the parasitic user give us too much money to make it easier to pay our debts? That's another unique selling proposition of Mountain Hours Revolution Radio, is we tell you the truth about money. You don't have enough of it. That's the truth. The truth is there are too few Federal Reserve notes available to the debt slaves. The debt slaves can't pay their debts. And when they can't pay their debts, the parasitic usurer confiscates those assets in exchange for their invented book entries. That's the scam. It's impossible for all of the debt slaves to pay all their debts. And it's based upon a mathematic fraud. That is the scam. That's the skinny. It's just like a Ponzi. Every time that contract is engaged in, every time somebody sets up a scheme, a Ponzi scheme, there will be victims. And a Ponzi scheme contract is not enforced. It's void on its face because it's based upon a mathematic fraud. Similarly, usury-based contracts are void because they are based upon a mathematic fraud. It's impossible for all of those who contract to fulfill their contracts. Either scheme, whether it's usury or a Ponzi, either one of those schemes are fraudulent because it's impossible for all who engage in those contracts, all of the debt slaves, all of those who engage, it's impossible for them to fulfill their contracts. So we are irrigating the people's minds with the truth about the monetary system. In the same way the people are starved for money, we intend to give them more of the local currency. Then they can allocate some of their money, their Federal Reserve notes, to pay off their debts, and then they'll have some of these mountain hours, the local organic currency, the complementary currency that they can use to go and, you know, eat. They can fix their car. They can do all kinds of stuff that they like doing. They don't have to live in lack, in fear. So got a break. We'll be right back about Rocky Mountain Puff. What's going on today? Then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
You know, I continuously replay that that quote that's a former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. And, you know, if the United States was on a gold system right now, and it was 1934, we would have been, the United States would have lost its sovereignty. And the Federal Reserve Chairman from that time would be saying the exact same thing. So it's important for people to understand that the parasitic user can enslave nations on a gold and silver system as well. And I like to give the analogy Florida secedes from the Union. They base their money on a gold and silver. And since Florida has no gold and silver, they would have to borrow it from the same entities as right now. The problem is, you would get the, let's say it's $1 million from the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers. Let's say we get $1 million, Florida does, the Republic of Florida, and they put up the Everglades as collateral. The problem is Florida has no gold, so it can repay the $1 million, but it does not have the interest gold in order to pay that back. And since the parasitic usurer does not accept barter, like you can't you know, I can't pay my mortgage off with barter. I can't go to the bank and, you know, go mow their lawn or something or other. Well, when the Republic of Florida says to the parasitic user, hey, I know we borrowed $1 million. We want to honor our contract. We can't pay you the $10,000 in interest gold or silver because we don't have it. How about we trade it in oil? They're like, no. That's what the parasitic user does. Because they want to confiscate the assets. Because over time, with mathematic precision, they will aggregate all of the wealth into their hands. They say, no, you have not fulfilled your contract. And then, through theft, through color of law, it's the appearance that it's lawful, because the debtor thinks that, you know, I messed up. I was supposed to pay him $1,010,000. They feel guilty that they can't honor their contract. Well, the parasitic user doesn't care about your guilt. All they care about is confiscating your assets, because that's how they conquer the world. It's a conquest system. This is a war. This is economic warfare. We have to view it in that method. This methodology is economic warfare on the people. It's just not just a little scam. They've taken over the entire planet with this. And then they get us in these, you know, are you pro-war or anti-war or pro-Israel or anti-Israel? All of these Hegelian debates. You know, if everybody in the planet was anti-Israel for whatever reasons, because they're, you know, they're obviously were against the apartheid, which is occurring in Palestine, we are against that. However, once that's ended, if usury is permitted to continue, we will all remain debt slaves. So rather than focus on all of the symptoms, 9/11, false flags, GMO foods, Let us focus on the original sin. There's a real good quote by Thoreau, which goes, for every thousand hacking at the branches of evil, there is one who strikes the root. Well, this broadcast, this event, Rocky Mountain Puff, is an event which is specifically designed to recruit more to strike the root of evil, to identify specifically why is it that usury is the original sin, because it's the contract where two brothers who have honorable intent sometimes the original user is like, so your local user or the one that works at the franchise bank, the Federal Reserve Franchise Bank because my friend in Tampa, he's a mortgage broker. He's still engaged in that. He's knowingly doing this at this point. And that's why I can't even bring his name up, you know. It's this system. That's how he makes his money. But ultimately, he's engaging people in a contract which is impossible to fulfill. So if in the next... in the next month, you were to get 10 people to sign a mortgage contract, at least one of those people, no matter what they do, they will not be able to fulfill that contract. It's impossible because there's far more debt than there is money. So we're introducing that this concept, you have two people on each side of this who, you know, the one side is helping the parasitic user, is helping the people get shelter for their children, and the parents obviously want to get shelter for their children. It's not going to work out. They're going to be homeless. They're going to be, again, renters. And as soon as the debt slave pays his first payment, the bank's actually into profit. So that's how this scam works, because the user does not loan borrowers funds. So we'll be right back after this break. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace on the name of peace.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Joby Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or a necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be in the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah, it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils from the...
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. We are at the home, the spark of the revolution. It's on. The game is on. The fearless souls of the planet have decided that they no longer wish to live in debt servitude for parasitic usurers' scam. They've got a scam going that has slowly confiscated and aggregated all of the wealth into a very few people's hands. And we don't want that anymore. And by the way, if we had big government, small government, or even no government, and we allowed the mathematic fraud of usury to occur, this same scam would occur. This is very important to understand. So let's say, there's lots of people who, advocate anarchy, which I'm not against anarchy, which is just self-government. It means that you don't have a government who is you give some of your liberty or your freedom away to the government. Anarchy does not mean violence. It has nothing to do with violence. That's a form of propaganda also. Anarchy is not violence. Anarchy just means self-government. The problem with anarchy is, if that's the sole objective, what we're looking for is a voluntary society usury-free, where usury is not permitted. You know, not that you want to regulate it out, but ultimately that everybody understands that it's a fraud, just like everybody understands right now that a Ponzi is a fraud. If everybody understands what a Ponzi is, we don't necessarily have to make it illegal and have some outside entity come in and protect us from it. That's a separate debate. But ultimately, if, you know, let's say Florida had no government, but they believe that, you know, the only way to have lending is to borrow it from, to have money is to borrow it from a private bank. Or let's say it was 10 private banks, for instance. Let's say there was no Federal Reserve, there was no state bank, but all of the money which was circulating in Florida, that, which was under anarchy. There's no central government. You just got to the border and it's said, hello, you're now self-governing. You cross the border and from then on you're free to do what you please. Excuse me. We got a. So anyway, sorry for that. We've got a lot of commotion here because we've got a lot of people coming in from out of town for the event. This is and the event's Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. There are people coming from literally all over the country, and so it's going to be a tumultuous time here for a couple days. But that's what life is. Life gets tumultuous. I want you to focus on the message. I'm not ever going to be as polished a liar as, say, one of the presidents or the your favorite politician. I'm never going to be, or nor do I aspire to be, as polished a liar as they are. What I do, I will never be as, I will. My shows will never have the production value that, say, NBC or CBS or somewhere like that, the mainstream media. The production value won't be there because we don't have the capacity to, force, nor do we want to force you to use our currency and then use that to enslave you. This is an emancipation system. This is an emancipation broadcast. So there are going to be speed bumps and lurches all along the way. So that's what life is. So I hope that you can forgive and understand the message. The message is what's important, the truth that's behind it. Yesterday we had one of those bumps. I literally had just gotten done with the parade where, you know, on the side of our float, imagine this, you're at a 4th of July parade and there's a float that says contracts based on interest are void. Imagine seeing that float. Imagine what that does for the average person. We're like, contracts based on interest are void. Well, imagine, you know, if you took a sampling out of 100 people that were in that audience, how many do you think right now would be in debt? You know, that, well, number one, they all are. So the children right out of the womb are $50,000 in debt. They didn't even know what money is. They're born into $50,000 debt. That's their share of the national debt. That national debt is a contract based upon a debt with interest, interest owed to the parasitic users. Well, that contract is fraudulent because it's based upon an impossibility. The producers can never produce enough product to keep up with the exponentially compounding debt. It's impossible for The principal is circulated, the interest is not, it's impossible to pay, and therefore that contract is void. Well, there it is, gone, problem solved. The children who don't even know what money is, they never engaged in that contract. Why should they be subject to it? Even if you did sign that contract, it was based upon a fraud. You were an unwitting victim. It's based upon a fraud. It's impossible to fulfill. So that's what we're trying to demonstrate to the people of Summit County and the world. And as time goes on, as this message of freedom and emancipation expands, and it's only going to expand. Look at our videos. We had our first one. It's Join the Mountain Hours Revolution. It was Adam Kokesh on video with a Mountain Hours shirt on. Well, then after that, we've got all these other patriots joining the Mountain Hours Revolution. the people fall or they move toward the truth. Truth and facts, you know, there's the John Adams quotes, facts are stubborn things. Well, the truth, a fact is the truth. Truth is a stubborn thing. People will move toward it once they see this is the path toward emancipation. Elections, by definition, require that that everybody has to, the majority has to prevail at least in order to make a change. Well, the Rothschilds knew that, or the Rockefellers, the parasitic usurers, they knew that they didn't have a majority. They didn't come say, hey, we're going to perpetrate this mathematic fraud on you. Do you want to vote for it? They didn't do that. They just developed the means by which to control the monetary system, and they slowly took over by having this corrupt system finance the society and the culture, and they took over by controlling the media and the educational systems, brainwashing you into the concept that you have to fulfill these contracts, which are impossible to fulfill. So now you've got these people watching an Independence Day. Well, what amazed they must be to think of the independence that they would have if they didn't spend 20 years of their life slaving away to unnecessary usury, interest on a mortgage that is completely unnecessary. 20 years of their life wasted in the existing system. Just imagine what your soul, and that's what I want you to do. I want that to be a normal exercise. Do it before you go to bed. Let's begin to dream, because this is an essential part of this emancipation, is that just like a slave, a chattel slave, in, say, 1864, they're a year away from the emancipation. Well, for many slaves, that's a very scary proposition, because they've had the slave master take care of them for so long. So many slaves will actually... they actually fought for slavery. There are some African-Americans that fought on behalf of the slave system. They fought for the Confederacy. And in the movie, The Shawshank Redemption, there was a character in there who was the librarian. The character's name escapes me right now, but ultimately he had a bird as a pet, and he was so afraid of having freedom that he wanted to stay in prison, and he actually ended up killing himself because he was so fearful of what freedom was. He liked being a slave. He defended his slave system. He wanted to go back to jail. And then the character portrayed by Morgan Freeman, he considered doing the exact same thing, and then he thought better, and he remembered his commitment to go see his friend, Andy, I can't remember his name. His name is Andy, portrayed. I actually made a little short video. If you go to my YouTube channel, TruthBomb1, I made a video of this. Actually, it's on Vimeo because it's longer than 10 minutes. It's on Vimeo, and the channel is the Red Pill Radio, and you can look it up there. And it's the Shawshank Redemption, and basically our affection for some people, their affection for the slave system, their affection, it becomes a Stockholm syndrome sort of arrangement. You protect your abuser. You protect your slave master. So anyway, it's important that we start wrapping our mind around what it would be like to be truly free of our debts. And what would your soul do in a society where you're able to make your living based upon your own unique talents, based upon your unique ability? What comes natural to you? What do your friends say that you do well? And that's what we need to do, is develop friends and have friends that actually are willing to, rather than tear you down. And I'm from the Northeast, and normally that's all we do is rip on each other. And because that's what we are socialized to do. That's what it was like in that, where we grew up. You know, we just kind of goof on each other. And but rather than, but we would, you know, if our, one of our friends got attacked, we'd fight for our friends. You know, it was this strange dichotomy. In the meantime, we just rip on them. So anyway, what we're trying to do is develop some brotherly love, and that should be, you know, it's Philadelphia's moniker. Brotherly love should be where we identify our friends, our brothers' unique abilities so that they can capitalize on them, so that they can monetize them and create heaven on earth. Like, literally, that is heaven on earth, where you can work in the vocation of your passion in a 3 or 4 day work week. Well, how is that even possible? Well, if, you know, if you're not paying income and property taxes, which are just symptoms in usury, and you're not subject to the usury itself, you're paying your house off. Just imagine if you had no debt. You're age 35. You could have everything paid off. You can set some money aside where you travel the world and go seek ancient wisdom. And by the way, ancient wisdom is told by the prophets of Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad. The ancient prophets were all against usury. And that's what this is all about, because they want you to have heaven on earth. We all want to have heaven on earth. We deserve it. We live for a fleeting time on earth. Why not live in abundance? Let's get out of, let's have the love revolution. Let's get out of fear. Let's not focus on building bunkers and, you know, going underground, because when we come out of our bunkers, the parasitic user will still be there. All we're doing is kicking the can down the road. Let's emancipate ourselves. Let's dream. Dream of what that future is like. And I need artists who can conceptualize what this future is like, because once the artists help us paint that imagery in our mind, once we are able to articulate, once we're able to visualize, once we're able to conceive this beautiful future, all of the steps that are necessary in order to achieve that future are just a couple steps on the way. We'll make that journey beautiful. We don't have to, the journey itself is beautiful. We had a blast on the float yesterday. We kicked off the revolution, Mountain Hours Revolution Radio, our float in the Breckenridge 4th of July. Like, we demanded our independence. We want out of the usury system. We didn't ask. We can take action and get out of it. We demand it. We want this future. I want this future for my family. I want it for my friends. I want it for you, because you are my brothers and sisters. We demand it. Mankind demands this. Humanity demands it. This is a necessary step for our evolution. This is going to happen. It's inevitable. It's inescapable. It is time. It is the time. This is the place. It's started. It's already started. Once the idea is out, it's just a matter of time. And we're just trying to accelerate the process, because there are people dying right now. And it is with great knowledge comes great responsibility. And it is our responsibility to bring this great message of abundance, to be evangelical about this idea. Not in a religious sort of a divisive where I'm right and you're wrong. No, where our spirit in spirituality unites, religion divides. Our spirits, I said Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus all were against. The great prophets were all against usury. And even if you're an atheist, understand the simple math, the reason. If you want to use reason to get the exact same place, if you don't want to say jubilee, and you want to use the language of repudiation, then let's get together. Let's get together with the atheists. We're all going to go to the same place. If you're an atheist, you're subjected to this debt servitude, just like a Christian or a Muslim. We all want peace for mankind. Let's design a future together where we can have abundance, and this can occur this year. This is happening. It's ongoing. The event is on. Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival starts today. We will be talking the exact same way that I'm talking to you right now is how we will be speaking to each other at this event. And once the mind can conceive what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Well, why would you not believe in this? You've been a debt slave too long. We have to accept that change does come. Change came in 1865, if you were an African American. You know, they took the chains away, certainly, but they innovated their slave system. If they identified the correct slave system, it would be much easier right now. But we're working that out. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back after this break. Ever notice how the struggle ever ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's not equation for a permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip that used to hit us.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
He left open tomorrow. Better recognize your brothers. Everyone you meet. Why the world are we here? Welcome to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. And we are getting all set up for Rocky Mountain Puff. The people, the attendees are making their way from across the country. The speakers are making their way here as well. It all kicks off tonight with a meet and greet at 6 o'clock at the Dredge, where we had, the Dredge is a really unique restaurant. I hope, you know, as you're listening to this, all of these pioneers of this local currency system, I hope that, you know, you come here at some point in the future because it's beautiful. And once the revolution is over, recognize the true courage of these members and taking a leap of faith in trusting me and trusting the system of the local currency. The Dredge Restaurant was the first business to sign up, and Joby Weeks did the first transaction with him. Joby actually has a silver barter network, membersmint.com, and you can check out the Dredge Restaurant. It's dredgerestaurant.com. We're having our event there tonight, and it'll just be like a little poker night, get everybody kind of acclimated. We'll do announcements, get everybody on the same page, and, you know, get down with the mission. The mission is to create a voluntary, usury-free, responsible freedom means responsibility, and we got to take care of the least among us, and abundant society. So it's to create a voluntary, usury-free, responsible, abundant society. And voluntary means there's no coercion. Usury-free means there's no parasitism, where there's a very few elite which are mathematically confiscating all the wealth. So you always try to make a mission state where it's like as concise as possible. I didn't even need to put abundant in there, because ultimately if it's voluntary and usury-free and responsible, it will create abundance all by itself. That is the mechanism. If you leave out, you know, I wouldn't want to impose a usury-free system on society. That would be like the benevolent king sort of mind, and nobody's truly benevolent if they are intending to force something on you with force, coercion. The strategy is the means by which we do that. That's a universal debt jubilee via hiring the constitutional or the de jure sheriff with organic money to end enforcement of fraudulent liens based upon usury. Additionally, we'll end victimless crimes enforcement, which feeds the prison industrial complex. The tactics. We're going to create thousands of these network, usury-free, time-based, organic currencies in a peaceful action. We will develop these systems. And why will people choose to use these systems? Well, number one is right now they don't have enough money. That is the opposite of the Austrian persuasion. They are saying, or actually the dominant belief in our dominant economic system, is there's created all of this worthless fiat paper. Well, if it's worthless, give me yours. If it's worthless, give me yours. Put your money where your mouth is. If you say the currency is worthless, give me yours. I'll be, you know, do you need my address? Because I think it's kind of worth, I'm not going to receive any, because they are full of it. It's not worthless. It's actually worth more. It's worth more because they've cut off the supply of it. And they, we're going to have, you know, this is a big topic. We're going to be back with that in the next hour. And I will get into some more of the details of Rocky Mountain Puff. Check them out, rockymountainpuff.com.
No savings of money, a choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as
gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between